For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Let us heed the words of John Stossel, the co-anchor of ABC News' 2020. He recently had an op-ed appear in the East Valley Tribune in Arizona. Doomed drug war drains resources from fighting worse crimes. Getting high can be bad. Putting people in prison for it is worse. And doing the latter doesn't stop the former. I was once among the majority who believed that drug use must be illegal, but then I noticed that when vice laws conflict with the law of supply and demand, the conflict is ugly and the law of supply and demand generally wins. The drug war costs taxpayers about $40 billion. We're winning the drug war according to the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration, which might get less money if people thought it was losing. Prosecutors hold news conferences announcing the biggest seizure ever. But what they confiscate makes a little difference. We can't even keep drugs out of prison. Even as the drug war fails to reduce the drug supply, many argue that there are still moral reasons to fight the war. Quote, "When we fight against drugs, we fight for the souls of our fellow Americans," end quote. So said President Bush. But the war destroys American souls, too. America locks up a higher percentage of her people than almost any other country. Nearly 4,000 people are arrested every day for mere possession of drugs. That's more people than are arrested for aggravated assault, burglary, vandalism, forcible rape, and murder combined. I have teenage kids. My first instinct is to be glad cocaine and heroin are illegal. It means my kids can't trot down to the local drugstore to buy something that gets them high. Maybe that would deter them. Or maybe not. The law certainly doesn't prevent them from getting the drugs. Kids say illegal drugs are no harder to get than alcohol. Perhaps a certain percentage of Americans will use or abuse drugs, no matter what the law says. I cannot know. What I do know, however, are some of the unintended consequences of drug prohibition. More crime. Rarely do people get high and then run out to commit crimes. Most drug crime happens because the product is illegal. Since drug sellers can't rely on the police to protect their property, they form gangs and arm themselves. More terrorism. The profits of the drug trade fund terrorists from Afghanistan to Colombia. Our herbicide-spraying planes teach South American farmers to hate America. Richer criminal gangs. Alcohol prohibition created Al Capone. The gangs drug prohibition is creating are even richer, probably rich enough to buy nuclear weapons. Osama bin Laden was funded partly by drug money. Governments declaring drugs illegal doesn't mean people can't get them. It just creates a black market where even nastier things happen. That's why I've come to think that, although drug addiction is bad, the drug war is worse. End quote. What will it take to motivate you? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.